Hey everybody, what's up here on Audio Boo? It's Hans here. Today's day is May 18th, 2014. And I'm back after a bout with fever and flu-like symptoms. I've been having these off and on the past few days, actually, like through a lot of this week. And so I may have talked in previous boos about feeling rather dizzy and crappy earlier in the week, and then Thursday I felt fair, and then got better through by the end of the day, and Friday I was really good, and yesterday I felt good. I'd taken one of these pills, hydroxyurea, for my condition of red blood cells, polycythemia rubra, that I was diagnosed with, and one of those, and the pills were supposed to, according to information I found out, cause side effects, some flu-like symptoms like fever, chills, nausea, that kind of thing. And last night, about 6:30, I felt really bad, really weak, and had chills, and then finished supper. I came up here and stretched out on the bed, let's say, figuring it would pass. It didn't. And I came on Skype with Delma, and I just told her I felt bad, and so we talked a few minutes, and then she called my Aunt Rosemary, because that's where my parents were for a while. They were over there visiting, and told them. So they came back here, and they kind of, you know, tried to stay with me and tried to see if they could bring the fever down. My dad gave me some natural stuff, herbal stuff, echinacea, hawthorn, and just putting a cold cloth on my forehead and an ice pack. And finally, around, it's before 10, they called 911 to have an ambulance come to check me over and take me to the hospital, because they didn't know what else to do. And I agreed. I had no objections at all. In fact, I wish they would have done it a little faster, but oh well. At least they figured that, you know, they could see if they could get it under control without the need. But fortunately, that wasn't to be. So anyway, the paramedics came, they checked me over, and then they took me over to the hospital. So I actually rode in an ambulance, which was a different experience for me. And in the ambulance, the paramedic was writing down the information he needed to, and medical and stuff like that, and keeping a conversation ongoing with me as well, and which was good. They were both very good and helpful and all, and they got me to the hospital, and so then they triaged me in, and so at that point I didn't have to wait long for a bed in the ER section. So I got a bed, and then about midnight, and I was given a chest x-ray. Then I was wheeled back to where I would stay for the next few hours until the doctor saw me, which he did, and said I could go home about 2:15, and that they weren't able to find anything. They had done some blood work after I got in and some testing, and like I said, they found nothing wrong. So that was a relief. And of course, my fever had gone up a little bit while in the hospital. They'd given me some Tylenol, a gram of Tylenol, while I was there, just after I got there. And so anyway, about 2:15, I was the doctor said I was okay to go. And so I told him, I said, it's middle of the night, would it be okay if I could stay till the morning, if at all possible? And he said, okay, I'll see what the nurse says, because I told him, I said that with it being the middle of the night, I wasn't sure if anyone would still be up or not. And so then the nurse came a while later and just told me, just wanted to clarify that I wanted to stay, and I told her, and she said, okay, I don't really have any strain on the need for any beds, but so you can stay, but if I do need the bed, though, then you'll have to wait in the waiting room, sit it out in the waiting room. So I said, well, okay, you can do what I have to do, it's understandable. So then we relaxed there, and just as well, because I still did have a little bit of the fever, and I laid there and sort of, like, I was awake. I was, well, you know, I can just, you know, felt good. But then I kind of laid down because I wanted to try to sleep, and then, so I did doze off, and it was like 5 something when I woke up, and I kind of tried dozing off and on, which I did do. And about 7, just about 6:30 something, I just finally woke up and stayed awake. And so then I just laid there, waited for, then the nurse that went off before 7, well, she just told me, like, she took some vital signs and was going to let the doctor know, and then nobody came back, and then another nurse came in about after 7:30 and said, well, just about 8 o'clock, came in and just checked my temperature and everything, made sure I was okay, and so then I could go ahead and go. And so I came home in a taxi this morning, and it was $40, but at least it was flat rate. I mean, the guy was a Muslim, I guess. And we were listening to some strange stuff on this, in the vehicle. He said it was something with the Quran, something or other. It sounded like some kind of weird. It wasn't music at all. It was just, it wasn't really singing. But then there were people in the background, sort of in between, like, ay, ay, something, whatever. So I don't know what it was, but whatever. He listened to that for a bit. Then he turned the radio on the rest of the way, and he got here shortly after 9. And talked to Delma for a little bit this morning, and I went to sleep. Then she called and checked on me about noon, and I went back to sleep again till 2:20, at which point I got up and dressed and shaved, and then had some coffee, cake, and a little bit, and then came on here and talked to Delma till supper time, and now just finished looking at some email, and here I am. So there's my update for today. So, yeah, it was quite the adventure, I am telling you. I posted a quick post on Facebook and Twitter, so hopefully I'll listen to this, in which we'll elaborate more. So, y'all take care, and have a blessed day, and boo it y'all later.